Hey, you! Tune into the latest gossip and topics no one likes to talk about. The conversation that makes us all uncomfortable. Let's talk about it on the Breakdown Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Marlette, and I've been expecting you, darling. Listen up, we're on Facebook too. Don't forget to follow our Facebook page at BRKDOWN, Brittany Marlette. We also have an Instagram. Hey, who said that? It's Brittany Marlette. It's Brittany Marlette. We'll see you guys there. Amen, hallelujah. I say praise him. Praise him in the morning. Hi, you guys. I'm your host, Brittany Marlette. Yes, you're listening to The Breakdown. You guys, happy MFing Tuesday. Yo, we are making it through. We are making it through, y'all. Keep pushing. Keep doing what you're doing. Making it 9 to 5. Making the 9 to 5. How the fuck can you make a 9 to 5? Okay. Anyway, so something that I've been thinking about, you know, dating is hard. Everyone knows I am a single gal. I am very, 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 very single. Now, this is not a promotion either. I don't need to hit me up. No, I'm very particular. But anyway, so, you know, when meeting guys, it really bothers me because they are like, oh, I want this natural woman. I want her to have real hair and this, that, and the third. But you're mostly attracted, like with guys, I mostly see them looking at the big booty chicks with the weave all down their hair. Now, okay, you talking about you want natural. All right. I'll give you motherfucking natural. Now, when you see these BBs popping out, when that perm run out, okay? When that perm run out and it's just BBs in the back of my head, I mean, are you still going to love me? Are you still going to love me? Please say yes. Don't tell me no. Don't turn me down. Turn me up. But it just really bothers me because, guys, you know, y'all have these preferences. I don't like my girl with too much makeup. Then, shit, we take off our makeup, you know, we got acne and shit. We got bumps everywhere and this, that, and the third. Now you looking at us crazy. You know, you don't want us no more. You don't want the natural women no more. You want Shaniqua ass. So it's like, damn, what you want? What you want? I don't even know at this point. It's like, really, I think we all just picking through a clearance rack, y'all. You just gotta find somebody. To be honest, if you're looking for a perfect person, you're not gonna find that perfect person. You just have to really find that one person who you feel are deal-wit-able, if that makes any motherfucking sense. I don't know. I just said the goddamn word because I thought it was pretty cool. And guess what? I can do that because I'm never wrong. But anyway, you find someone who you feel like, you know, I can deal with this person. I could, you know, introduce this person to my children. If you have children already, this person is willing to learn. This person is willing to build with me. Because ideally, you guys, we're looking for this perfect person. If we were to write down everything that we want in a significant other, I guarantee you 9 times out of 10, and we can bat them up on this one, that we're not, it's going to be a fucking perfect person in the world. And it's not realistic, you know? And it's just like, some women are like, and even with the women, oh, I don't want a man with kids. But you got 3 of them, motherfucker. How you going to say you don't want nobody with kids? Make it make sense to me. Make it make sense. Lovers are crazy. You know, like I say, find you somebody who's deal-wittable, and deal with the shit, okay? Because we literally picking through a clearance rack out in this motherfucker, okay? If it's missing a thread or two, damn it, just work with it. I ain't telling you to settle for Junebug and them. That's why I'm not telling you. I ain't telling you to settle for Junebug ass and Junebug ass don't want to get up. I'm talking about deal with somebody who has potential, somebody who you know is driven, someone who accepts you for you. Damn it, you don't like weave? Go to hell. Because I'm going to wear my wigs. And whether you like it or not, and if you don't like it, whatever you don't like, you know, I told this one guy, he said, oh, I like my women to have on matching panties and bras. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. I am not the best at matching. I have on Mitch Mac socks, usually all of the time, because I don't have enough patience to look for the other pair. I really fucking don't. He's like, oh, well, my woman, you know, her bra and stuff gotta be matching. My first reaction was, this nigga gay. Who the fuck cares about that? Who gonna see my panty and bra but you? Who cares about that? Get your ass on. Boy, you better take this Libra and this zebra and this goddamn leopard and keep it moving. All right, y'all. I'm done venting. Today is going to be a wonderful day. Why? Because we said so. And what the power is in the tongue. I am your host, Brittany Marlette. You suckers have just listened to The Breakdown. And I'll be expecting you dollars on the next episode.
You have just listened to The Breakdown with Brittany Marlette, also available on Anchor and Spotify. We'll be expecting you, darling, on our next episode.